You know, it shows that I'm an old man in the field because I keep getting asked to do the forwards for books. One of them, the new books that'll be out hopefully by the end of the year, maybe, is Shoot Them Down by Frank Fascino Jr. He did the
Flatwoods Monster. Yeah, he did a good job with that, too.
Yeah, well, because of that, we started digging into all the reports of crash saucers and all the indications that UFOs had taken out some of our planes, and then finding that orders were issued in 1952 to, if they don't land when instructed to do so, shoot them down. And so, you know, I wrote the foreword for that, and that'll be out. But in there, it's clear that there were, how shall I put it, a dark side. There was a dark side to this whole business. I've talked to at least seven people who have quietly told me of situations in which more pilots went up than came back down. That's a little scary.
It is scary.
And I did a column in the MUFON Journal and UFO Magazine, Zapped Aircraft, I think I called it. And a guy calls me and said, you know, he hadn't thought about it for years, but an old buddy of his from Purdue University, way back in the early 50s, who'd come back from serving in the Air Force as a pilot in Europe, had told him when he asked about UFOs, all he would say is, we lost 20 planes to UFOs.
20 planes, Stan?
20 planes. And I've already read the new book by Tim Good, Need to Know. It's not available in the States yet, but I got a copy from Tim. I sent him a check, and he sent me a book. And apparently the same thing was happening that he heard about, independently of my sources. So I'm looking for more stories like that. Obviously, the guys who got splattered across the countryside aren't going to write me, but there may be a crew chief, you know, somebody on the ground who knows about that or was listening on the radio when they reported and then they disappeared, stuff like that. We'd sure like to hear from those people because, you know, the public needs to get a handle on this. And I know there are some people saying, oh, come on, they couldn't keep that secret. We lost airplanes. Well, you look at the New York Times for the first few years of the 50s. Well, over 200 planes crashed, George. That's a lot of military planes going down.
It sure is.
And they used words like disappeared and disintegrated. You know, that's kind of scary. And what I found most intriguing and scary, too, was that there were three pilots who had over 100 missions in Korea where the MiGs were trying to shoot them down, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They come back and they crashed in the United States where there weren't any MiGs. That seems more than coincidence. Three guys, your best pilots? I mean, you don't survive 100 missions in Korea without becoming a pretty darn good pilot. So, you know, I say dark side. Now, the people who say, oh, come on, they couldn't cover that up, I would refer them to a book, By Any Means Necessary, by William Burroughs, B-U-R-R-O-W-S, 2001. He was a reporter for the New York Times and Washington, New York Times and Washington Post, and then he teaches history someplace back east. Anyway, this is the story of the hidden deaths of 166 American military air crew members who were in reconnaissance planes that were shot down, approaching, sometimes over, North Korea, China, Russia in the 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, they would dash in to see how quickly the Soviet radar came on,
mm-hmm.
and what frequencies, the tickling, they called it. Well, 166 men got lost. These planes had big crews because of all the electronics on board. You know, sometimes as many as 15 people in one plane.
All
and, of
gone.
Course, there were observations, and there were radio reports back, and there were guys who bailed out and apparently got taken prisoners and tortured. Not one word in the American press about that. It was only in 2001 when the government had a big meeting, brought in all the families, and gave medals. But up till that time, none of the families had been told the truth about what happened to their sons, husbands, fathers, whatever.